This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. My name is Anne. I've been a volunteer here at Joy for 17 years. Please continue to support Joy. This is our 25th year and we need community support by way of donations and memberships. Support Joy now during Radiothon 2018. Head to our website, click donate now, joy.org.au.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I feel a little bit excited. I feel like I'm actually in the studio with a bit of LGBTI royalty.
It is. It's history.
We have in the studio James McKenzie, who is the presenter of Victoria's longest LGBTI radio station.
Look, I must say, radio. I am honoured to be in the presence of two such political animals. And you are, aren't you? Uber animals.
Animals. We are animals.
You're political animals.
I don't know about that.
No, you are.
You know, we've... Actually, I want to give you a stat.
We're boycotting Muff.
Yeah, I should hope so, by the sounds of
it. Now, you'll like this because you've done In Your Face on 3CR since 1992.
I've been doing it since 97.
97?
Yeah, the show's been going since 92.
Ah. 92, so 90s.
Oh, hang on, so has Michelle been doing this since 92?
No, MV has been our producer for the last 3 years, God love them.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, MV.
Hey, James. Hey, everyone. Thank you for having us on the show.
A pleasure.
Great to have you here.
We've all been accused of being either left-wing or right-wing tragics. This is not the ABC, and 3CR isn't the ABC. So in the last 52 weeks, Saturday Magazine has done 364 interviews, of which 84 of these were political, 21%. 34% were with Liberals, 32% with Labor, 15% with the Greens and 19% with Independents.
Sounds like a primary vote.
Doesn't it? It doesn't it?
So you are political animals, right. I was right.
So there you go.
It takes somebody to do that political analysis to know that.
So, James and MV, this show on 3CR, In Your Face, and I've actually... If my memory says right, I think I've been on this a couple of times in the dim, dark past.
In the 90s?
In the 90s, yeah. But it's been going since 1992. That is a very, very...
So was that BJ before James?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because you haven't interviewed Macca then.
Oh, yeah. In the late 90s.
Oh, right, I see.
Yeah. I just wasn't doing the show in the early 90s. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The collective doing it then.
I thought you were asking me whether I'd had a BJ.
What's a BJ?
I was a bit worried, Taz.
Yeah, keep going. It's a very, very long time, and 3CR, of course, is also...
Community radio station.
Community radio station, but also fundraising at the moment, so... If you've donated to Joy, you should also donate to 3CR and vice versa.
There you go.
Because, you know, $2 or more tax deductible and we will make better use of it than any government ever will.
Well, community radio, I mean, it runs off the smell of an oily rag, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, not even oily.
We save it's the government just, millions.
Just, yeah.
Well, this particular station almost entirely operates on the back of volunteer labour.
Mm. Mm.
300 active volunteers at any point in time.
And it's a vibrant place. You come in, you feel the love, you feel the energy. It's great.
Yeah, it is really good. It is really good. So 3CR, so what got you involved in that? How did that happen?
MV, I'll start with you because I love your story.
Well, I got involved purely for my own purposes. I was studying sound design at RMIT and someone said, maybe you should volunteer at a radio station, you know, and get to know some equipment. And so I did that initially and then I realised that 3CR was quite a dynamic and vibrant political and socially aware organization. And I'm like, actually, there's more to this station than just music. There was a whole bunch of activism, a whole bunch of social aware activism happening. I mean, I'd been a union activist back in Sydney with the Nurses and Midwives Association, but this was like 100 times more than that, and it was such an amazing place. So my start was in current affairs on breakfast programming, and yeah, and then just things happens. I mean we've 3CR for over a whole bunch of amazing programming, and obviously being the producer for In Your Face for close to 3 years now, it's been such an incredible experience. So yeah, the volunteering is about being, you know, active, giving a voice to people in the community that are usually denied access to mass media. That sort of stuff.
And James?
Oh, look, I was attracted to 3CR's activist hub nature. I was a staff member at VAC in the big bad days of the epidemic and got exposed to 3CR then, and absolutely loved it. And then the late 90s, just walked in one day, had a chat with them, and I met the wonderful Libby Jamison, yes, from Switchboard and Wire, and she said, why don't you come and do a show on Friday afternoons, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. But I love the activist nature of 3CR. You've got trade unions, environmental groups. We've got really strong Indigenous programming, very strong focus on feminist issues, and also gender diversity. That's something we're really committed to, and certainly on In Your Face and shows like Out of the Pan and Queering the Air, that's a real focus for us.
So I've got to ask you, I asked this question of the Lord Mayor this morning, Sally Capp. Mm. What has been your standout oh my God moment?
Probably in the days of Reel to Reel, when we were doing an interview and the next guest came in and the reel was flying off the machine and the publicist caught it. That was probably the most defining moment for me in live radio. Be prepared. Don't chance it.
Do you mean a reel as in like a tape?
Yeah, with the tape.
Oh, no, that was such a long time ago.
That was in the 90s, yeah. We used to use an editing machine at 3CR that was built in 1949, and it's still there, but no one uses it. But we used it right up until probably the year 2000.
So all the recordings were done on tape.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even that's before my experience.
Wow.
I thought you'd lend it to Optus Sport for their coverage of the World Cup.
Yeah, they did real well, didn't they?
And Michelle, what was your OMG moment?
I don't know if I have an OMG moment. Oh, let's say my... Okay, maybe my OMG moment was probably Yvette's OMG moment when she asked me to... get Van Badham as one of our guests on In Your Face. So mine is a default event, because having heard their talk, it was during the whole Me Too social media movement, and I suppose that was pretty amazing, because she's got lots to say about feminism and activism in that respect. So that was pretty cool, having her as one of our guests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, we know.
I couldn't think of anything else. Yeah.
No, we love Van. Now, if I were Macca, I would probably ask you, what about your WTF moment?
Oh, God. What do you reckon, MV? We haven't had that many, have we, the last few years?
No, because we're amazing. We don't have WTF moments.
Macca, what about yourself? Have you had a WTF moment on there lately?
I had a WTF moment at 3CR.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
and I wasn't there?
No. I came in to be interviewed, and there were a whole lot of people in the studio, and they said, oh, if you just want to wait in this other studio,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, we'll get to you, and you know, we might even talk to you from there, because there was a whole lot of people, I don't know what they were doing. Anyway, so I'm waiting, and, you know, I had a newspaper with me, so I'm reading the newspaper, waiting any moment. Anyway, I look up, and I don't know what happened. It was late at night. The other studio's dark. They've all gone home.
They left you in there.
the bastards left me in there.
That is
in
a WTF
dark
moment.
And all the other lights were off. And I'm thinking, how the F am I going to get out of here? I was abandoned.
Oh, my God.
I was abandoned. So I've been damaged by that ever since.
Because that studio's haunted.
I know it is. Yeah, yeah.
Very scary.
So, James, you've been doing community radio now for 21 years.
21 years, yeah. Wow. Anniversary in May, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you'll give your plans to continue on?
Oh, look, I love it because, I mean, it's a great momentum for change, you know. It's a great catalyst for change, talking to activists, especially when within our community. It's such an exciting time. You know, post-survey, the community's questioning where to from here in terms of activism. There's a lot of emotion coming out and a lot of issues being expressed that were swept under the carpet during that debate because people felt they couldn't let the side down if they spoke out because it would play into the hands of our opposition. You know, the no side. Now it's all coming out. We were blessed yesterday to talk to some people who feature in It's More Complex Than Yes, which is a queer space documentary.
Yeah. I heard that, actually. Yeah. I listened to
it. Yeah, with Sally Goldner and Jax.
Yes, that's right. It was a fantastic interview, actually.
So I think it's a really, really exciting time for the community. And I'm really pleased to be a part of it from a commentary and interviewing perspective rather than actually being in the front line of politics, which, you know, I did for many years. And it's good to kind of, you know, do it in a more journalistic way.
Yes. And what about yourself, Michelle?
Yeah, well, for me, I love doing community radio. Kind of puts...
We have a terrible line with you, Michelle.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you keep on cutting out.
Are you on Droptus?
I'm on Telstra.
Oh,
and they're across the ditch, don't forget. They're in. You're still in Tassie, aren't you? You've been there for Dark Mofo.
Still in Tassie.
Yeah, well, they're the ditch to cross as well. So, yeah.
But for me, it's more like I do the producing part of the programming, so I don't do the words or the commentary part of it. So for me, I enjoy doing the networking and the connection with the guests and trying to find really interesting stories that we can cover, interesting social political sort of commentary that we have. And, you know, we also discuss culture and arts as well. So for me, I find it really exciting because I get to firsthand meet all the guests and connect with them in that respect. So, community radio, it's really awesome. It's been, you know, it's a really big confidence booster for myself as well. And, such an amazing hub.
Amazing. Really good to have you both in the studio.
Yeah, pleasure.
And look, we'd love to have you back again.
Yeah, anytime.
Why, thank you.
And maybe you could share some more of your...
you can come and co-host with Tass one.
Well, that's right, if you're up for that.
Oh, we'd love that, wouldn't we, MV?
Yeah,
we'd love that. We'd love that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll do all the back-end non-talking bits, though.
Well, that's... yes, you'll have to collaborate.
Collaborate, yeah.
You'll have to collaborate.
With Fiona.
We have our own gorgeous producer, so you'll have to collaborate.
Sounds incredible. Thank you so much for having us on the program as well. Really appreciate you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Speaking with us.
Michelle Vesquio and James McKenzie, thank you, both of you, very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Awesome.
Pleasure. James has a gift for you, MV, from us. Just make sure you get it.
Ah, nice. Thank you. Yes. I will make sure.
Yes.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.